All right. Good morning. We are back on the record today for August 24th, 2017, to hear the continuance of the Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club administrative appeal. Just so the parties are aware, I have received some additional exhibits. I want to make sure I have everything. I had the initial exhibits 1 through 15. The appellants submitted exhibits which have been numbered A1 through A22. The intervener submitted, Mr. Allison submitted one exhibit, that is I1, and the county submitted one exhibit, C1. Did I get everything? Okay. Those are all admitted. So I think where we were last time, the appellants were presenting their case. Did you all wish to go ahead and continue? And actually, before we start, why don't we have everyone introduce themselves just so we get that on the record.
Good morning. My name is Marcus Carter. I'm the executive officer of Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club.
My name is Marshall Denny. I'm the chairman of the legal committee for Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club.
Good morning. I'm Terry Allison. I'm here representing myself.
Good morning. David Lyon. I'm acting assistant director for community development.
Thank you. All right. So the appellants, how did you wish to proceed?
A few introductory issues we want to make sure is clear that everybody is still under oath. Is that correct?
Everyone's still under oath. I'll remind individuals as they come up. But yes, testimony is under oath.
A point of clarification on your earlier decision to not include the denial as part of this hearing, as opposed to just the denial of extension, but the denial of the permit. Is that general in scope, or does it also include the expiring of the permit because of the failure to respond timely?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Sure. Before you've been...
Because your appeal as of the denial of the permit extension, so that's what's before me.
That's not all that's in the appeal.
Okay. Well, I'll let you make arguments on what your view of what the scope of the issues are. Yeah. Then
to overly simplify it at this point, it's the denial of the extension of time and the denial of permit because the county's documents show both.
Okay, but it's not. I guess in terms of just to clarify, it's in terms of the denying the permit. It has nothing to do with whether or not an operating permit should or should not be granted, meaning whether it complies with the 1025 criteria, because that was not.
Yeah, it's not the material stuff.
Right.
I would describe it, although they didn't, as an expiration of the permit. But
yeah, that would be, I think, one way to describe it. And it was without prejudice, and we went through that, I think.
Sure.
In a fair amount of detail last time.
We'd also like to renew our objection to the intervener because of the narrow scope of the hearing. We had some problems last time with microphones, so let's everybody try to make sure they're really eating the microphone.
Yep.
And we had some late discovery documents come in that we'd like to enter into the record, especially if they become relevant.
Have you provided those to the planning department?
They provided them.
They provided those. Those were all provided to you.
No. The planning department and Department of Community Development has been totally unresponsive when it has come to any discovery or issues that we've asked of them. The county's public disclosure people, because we filed our request in addition to in a standard discovery fashion and in trying to get the hearing examiner all the information that's relevant. We have received some of the very first installment, if you will, came the day after. In fact, it was a half an hour after the time to submit exhibits was technically closed according to the order. We also received notice that information could be submitted up through and to this day, and intend to ask that the record actually stay open for a period of time as necessary.
I did establish deadlines for submittal of exhibits. Which have you identified which exhibits you intend to introduce today?
Well, we have the packet that was introduced.
And I have the exhibits that you all did file.
Precisely. So those are The rest of it, we don't know if it will become relevant until some of the cross-examination gets finished. But it may be forthcoming. I just wanted to get on the record that the Department of Community Development, the department itself, has not been responsive at all to our requests for information. But some has been coming in through other sources. And unfortunately, we were told in the first installment, again, didn't come until the day after the deadline that you had set up previously.
I'll hold on ruling on anything unless DCD wants to add anything on that.
Yes, Madam Examiner, DCD would object strongly to introduction of any new information at this time. You established the time frame from when exhibits had to be issued. We follow that. What Mr. Carter is attempting to do is interject a complaint about a public disclosure request into this hearing, which would be inappropriate. It's a very limited scope today. It's based upon whether or not the department erred in administering the sections of the code that were used to deny the request for extension. Other items, including much of what was in that public disclosure request, are beyond what we're here to talk about today.
Okay. Thank you. There's not anything for me to rule on at present, but that is correct. I did establish deadlines.
I would just make it very clear that Mr. Lynam's mischaracterization, saying that we are making a complaint against the public, a public disclosure request complaint, and that's not it at all. They have been responsive. It is the department that has not been responsive.
We'll
deal with those issues when they come, because there has been notice going out that the record is open as of today.
Your objection's noted. Let's go ahead and proceed with the rest of the appeal.
Okay, first we'd like to call Jeffrey Rowe, please.
Mr. Rowe, present?
Can we ask the reason Mr. Rowe is not available today? He was called as a witness and was present at the and announced at the last hearing.
The rules for the hearing examiner are that the examiner nor the complainants have subpoena power to compel any person to appear before you today. Mr. Rowe is otherwise engaged and unable to come to the hearing today.
It's true. I don't have subpoena power. What was the scope of what you wanted to ask Mr. Rowe about?
Because of Mr. Lynam's answers in the prior hearing, we needed to get someone on the stand, so to speak, that had detailed information about what happened during the processing of the Paulsbo application, so that the hearing examiner can compare and contrast what happened in the processing of that application with ours.
Mr. Rowe was also, Mr. Lynam also declared that Mr. Rowe was a part of, and his superior was, a part of the decision-making process for this application.
Madam Examiner, the department strongly objects to any reference to another application other than that which is under consideration today, which is whether or not the department erred in application of the code in denying an extension. What happened with Paulsbo is irrelevant to this decision today.
Yeah, I would agree that what happened on the Paulsbo application does not have anything to do with this narrow issue of whether DCD erred in denying this permit extension request.
May we be heard on that issue?
In terms of argument? Brief argument, yes.
Okay, the issue, part of our issues are that there's been unequal treatment and that the actions have been arbitrary and capricious. Laying out the differences between how Paulsbo was treated in processing their application and how we have been, even in a very way that can be documented, and we have a great deal of documentation to deal with that, would seem to go to that issue of being arbitrary and capricious.
Okay, and that will be the primary reason for calling Mr. Rowe? Okay.
And again, Madam Examiner, we believe it's inappropriate and beyond the scope of this decision today to mention in any capacity the difference between the review of the Paulsbo application. Paulsbo did not apply for an extension of a permit. That is what we are here to discuss today.
All right. Mr. Rowe is not available, and I do agree that the Paulsbo matter is a separate issue and is not relevant to the narrow scope of this appeal. Are there any other witnesses that the appellants wish to call today?
I would like to call Mrs. Garbo.
And that is the planning director for Kitsap County. Did the planning department wish to state anything on that?
Madam Examiner, we reiterate our previous objection. Neither the complainant nor the hearing examiner has subpoena power to compel any witness. Ms. Garbo is not available to appear before this proceeding today.
Okay. And what was Ms. Garbo going to be, you were going to ask Ms. Garbo about?
Ms. Garbo would have been called to be an alternative if Mr. Rowe was not present on substantially the same issues.
Okay. All right. As I've already ruled, I do not believe those issues are relevant, and Ms. Garbo is not available. Are there any other witnesses that you all wish to call today?
There are several. We'd like to put on the record that we take exception to the ruling.
Understood.
Thank you. Yeah, we'd like to call Mr. Lynam, please.
Madam Examiner, the department objects to any line of questioning beyond the immediate case here today is whether or not the department misapplied the code in denying the extension for the request. Other items and a basis for that decision, including the testimony that I gave last, are irrelevant to this line of questioning. There is one very narrow focus to this. Other items that they're bringing up may be in preparation for some other action, but they are irrelevant. And my answers to those questions will indicate that.
Understood. And again, appellants are reminded on this that it's a very narrow issue on the permit extension and whether it was properly denied or not. And I will limit questioning if necessary. We did have quite a bit of questioning on the first hearing day for Mr. Lineman, and he attempted to answer those questions. So
we'd like to make clear that a great deal of our case today revolves around the impropriety and unlawful conduct leading up to and including the denial of the extension of time. I don't know how it can be properly heard by the hearing examiner if we can't put the evidence forward that actions have been arbitrary and capricious.
Well, all that's before me is whether the permit extension was properly denied or not. That's it.
But if their actions have been arbitrary and capricious, that would overcome they're otherwise proper.
If the reason for denying the permit extension, if there was no basis for it, if it's not consistent with the code, then that is relevant. But anything outside of that would not be. And I understand there are other litigation issues that are going on outside of that, but those do not relate to this the narrow issue that's before me.
But if the actions of DCD leading up to and including the review document about which the time extension was made necessary, if we can't deal with the issue of arbitrary and capriciousness and that illegalities which we intend to put forward and non-compliance with 1025, in fact, I don't know how you can properly hear all the everything that you need to hear.
Madam Examiner, 1025 is irrelevant to the discussion we're having today. The question we are having today is whether or not under Title 21 the department erred in denying the extension request. 1025 is irrelevant to this discussion.
1025, if 1025 is irrelevant, then DCD has no authority to act. They have no jurisdiction.
Your compliance or not compliance with the substantive criteria in 1025 are irrelevant. I would agree with that. But 1025 does provide the framework for, obviously, the permit application and so forth. So it has some bearing on this appeal, certainly. But anyway, shall we go ahead and proceed with the questions that you have for Mr. Lineman today?
I will need a moment to see if I can narrow down what I had before.
Okay. Should we take a brief recess for that, or would you like
5 minutes?
5 minutes. Okay. Let's recess for 5 minutes, and then we'll go back on the record.